There was old Johnny Simons, 26 years on the raw edges of Melanesia, swore he knew the niggers like a book, and they'd never do for him, and he passed out at Morovo Lagoon, New Georgia. Had his head sawn off by a Black Mary, and an old nigger with only one leg, having left the other leg in the mouth of a shark while diving for dynamited fish. There was Billy Watts, horrible reputation as a nigger killer, a man to scare the devil. I remember lying at Cape Little, New Ireland, you know, when the niggers stole half a case of trade tobacco. Cost him about $3.50. In retaliation, he turned out, shot 6 niggers, smashed up the war canoes and burned 2 villages. And it was at Cape Little, 4 years afterwards, that he was jumped, along with 50 buku boys he had with him fishing Beche de Mer. In 5 minutes, they were all dead, with the exception of 3 boys who got away in a canoe. Don't talk to me about understanding the nigger. The white man's mission is to farm the world, and it's a big enough job cut out for him. What time has he got left to understand niggers anyway? Just so, said Roberts. And somehow it doesn't seem necessary after all to understand the niggers. In direct proportion to the white man's stupidity is his success in farming the world. And putting the fear of God into the nigger's heart, Captain Woodward blurted out. Perhaps you're right, Roberts. Perhaps it's his...